Matthew 26, verse 14 to 16. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests and asked, "How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you?" And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Three verses that encapsulate such a sad and painful moment in the life of Jesus and that of his disciples, not least Judas Iscariot. The Bible doesn't tell us what led Judas to this decision. Presumably it had been brewing for a while. Maybe he was frustrated. Maybe he was disappointed with Jesus. There's an indication that being the one who looked after the money for the group, his heart could have been turned by money. But the truth is, we'll never know this side of eternity. But what we do know is that having witnessed Jesus' miracles, having performed miracles himself as one of the disciples of Jesus, having heard everything that Jesus taught, that his heart was still capable of weighing things up and deciding that the money he could make from betraying Jesus was worth more than he would lose. Our connection with Jesus, our transformation, is nothing to do with our achievements or our experience in life, nothing to do with any ministry we might be involved in, but everything to do with what goes on in our hearts. And when the pressure is on, it is our hearts that reveal themselves. And Judas' heart revealed itself here. It must have been so painful for Jesus to see Judas approaching him with the authorities and in effect handing him over to what was a certain death. To be attacked or set up by an enemy is one thing, it's what we expect. But for it to be done by one of our closest friends, someone we have trusted, that is a horrible thing for anyone to experience. Maybe you've experienced it, maybe you know exactly how it feels. If that is the case, you might be slightly surprised at Jesus' calmness in the face of such a devastating betrayal, and even in his willingness to forgive. Where does that come from? I believe it comes from being free in our hearts and minds from other people and the unpredictable and sometimes wicked things that they can do. It comes from knowing who you are and that your life and its outcome is not decided by the randomness of those around us, but it is set by God himself. Jesus was aware enough of the direction things were going in that he didn't see Judas' betrayal as a catastrophe, but rather as a necessary junction on the pathway towards his destiny. Judas didn't mess things up for Jesus. He messed things up for himself. And so for Jesus, there was room for compassion without recrimination. One of the most helpful things I've heard was an encouragement to meet everything, no matter what happens, with calmness. Panic or anxiety implies that everything is a bit random and can be ruined at any moment. Calmness places everything in the hands of God. As people of faith, we can afford to adopt calmness just as Jesus did, even in the midst of a storm. So, the pain of betrayal was real, but the betrayal itself was not a threat. It didn't carry any power. It simply played its part in Jesus fulfilling our destiny and becoming our Saviour. Think of the greatest pain you have experienced. Will you, with one eye, look up and consider Jesus? And then maybe with tears in your eyes, maybe fighting back waves of bitterness and anger, take your attention away from who has done it and speak to God. And so as we consider God's word together, let's pray this challenging prayer. Lord, I choose to adopt calmness in the face of everything that has been thrown at me. Lord, I thank you for what has happened because I know nothing takes you by surprise and everything plays its part in making me the person you want me to be and enabling me to receive everything you want to give me. Lord, I pray for the person or the people who have done it to me. The greatest sadness is what they've done to themselves, and so I forgive them and pray for them that your mercy might reach them and transform their hearts. And now, Lord, I ask for your grace that whenever anger, bitterness, sadness, and regret threaten to overtake my heart, I will put those things down and fix my eyes firmly on Jesus and all that he has promised me. I determine that nothing and nobody, no matter how bad it might be, will prevent me from taking hold of that for which you have taken hold of me. Thank you for your grace and for the perfect expression that it has in Jesus. Help me to be more like him. Amen.